still touring too. That old crotchety,
I thought he retired.
That old crotchety.
What? I thought he retired.
What's his name again? In German, they call him Scheißkopf.
Okay.
Was ist los? Shithead.
Yeah.
Holy shithead.
Okay.
I'm just taking the piss. I really love Chili.
Okay.
Except I wish he'd pay his bands better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Plow has a song about that.
Well, you know, you got to give it to him. He's still doing it, right?
Yes, 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 he is. All right. We will see you do your thing in Winnipeg, March the 22nd, Thursday night. Get down to the Windsor Hotel. Thank you,
yeah,
Paul,
but,
for joining me.
Wait a minute. This isn't over yet, is it?
Yeah. I have a shorter show now.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just call me up, you get me all riled up, and then you just dump me.
Just like that.
Same old story. Thanks a lot.
Yes.
Okay, before you go, I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone to come and see the Real McKenzie Show, especially the guys and girls in Winnipeg. We've got a really great lineup. We're jumping around all willy-nilly, effervescence, and lots of happy times and stuff. And we're about to disembark and making our new record, and it's going to be quirky and funny and serious and sad and happy and all of these different variables. It's going to be flat. It's going to be black. It's going to be groovy on both sides with a hole in the middle, a lyric sheet, and a cover. What do you think of that?
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
All right, man.
All right.
Take good care.
All right.
And have a good time.
All right, I will.
Don't forget to slap yourself around a bit every day.
All right, just to know you're alive.
Okay.
All right.
See ya.
All right, see ya. Take care.
He never had the pride of view and attitude, cause he lived in a wheelie chair. Kids went by, the story goes, they got the gift by making clothes. Shirts and breeches, coats and smocks, sponges, kilts and hats and socks. One day after closing shop, his brother weird and photographed down to the pub where the locals drink and speaking in low tones. Tera, tera. Been mending clothes, listening to those he'd never spend the night beside the stone and graves on Haunted Hill. He said, hold me up, we'll make a bet. I'll spend the night all by myself to prove there ain't no ghosts that haunt the stones on Graveyard Hill. Tera, tera, all alone in that graveyard so enclosed. Tera, tera, don't believe in things that work at night. Believe in things. He tried to kill the terror, but he glanced some smashing stones. He took his flight for his life and walked around forevermore. Terror, terror, all alone in that graveyard so enclosed. Terror, terror, don't believe in things that work at night. Terror, terror, all alone in that graveyard so enclosed. Terror, terror, don't believe in things that work at night.
That was Paul, frontman, and the Real McKenzies, as they were back in March of 2018. It was good to have them. A new interview guest next time out. Hopefully you will join us.
interview guest of the week. Speaking of something we do every week, it's comic book radio theater. We will continue reading a comic book to you. That's what we do here. I read you a comic book. And we're right in the middle of a story between Batman and Deadman. And if you missed last week's reading and you're saying, who's Deadman? Well, I'll tell you about him, okay? Just so you can have a visual of him. Okay, he's dressed in mostly red. Yes, mostly like this dark blood red color. And yeah, he has a letter D on his chest. I can't remember if it's... what is it? Let me look at the comic book. Is it in white or black? I know the comic book's kind of far away from me right now, so I can't look at it right now while I'm on the air and all that. But think of a blood red looking man with muscles, okay? And his special ability is that he's kind of like a ghost that can enter your body. And once he enters your body, he can control how you move and what you do. So if Deadman was around and he needed to use your body, he could just go into it. And I'll use this little keyboard sound. It'll be different from the rest. You'll figure it out as I'm figuring it out while reading it to you. What should I read to you right now on Comic Book Radio Theater? I will read to you Super Team Family number two, originally printed and put out there in January of 1976. So if you were shopping for food, grocery shopping, or just at the corner store, drugstore, pharmacy, and stuff like that, January of 1976, if you're doing that. And you also said, well, I want to go next door and visit the record store and see what they got brand new for music. In January of 1976, you could get brand new AC/DC. They were just a young band back then. You could also get Bad Company. Bad Company. They're singing about music, doing it for the music, doing the most you can for music. Music to my ears if I get started really soon. Also, The Who. From England, The Who as well. Okay, AC/DC, Bad Company, and The Who. That's who you'll hear when I'm done with this week's Comic Book Radio Theater. I will read you a team-up between Batman and Deadman. I will read you Super Team Family number 2 from January of 1976, the winter of 76. All right, you know what? I'm going to play some music from Frank Mothman, and then we'll get right into our reading, this week's reading and stuff like that. Excited to do it for you. Of course I am. All right, this is CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thank you for listening. Wash it away.
wash it away. To wash it away. To wash it away. To wash it away. To wash it away.
Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Shortly, at the Wayne Manor Mansion Estate. Here we are, sir. Now you can become Bruce Wayne again. Dead man. With his soul infused into Batman's body, thinks to himself,
Bruce Wayne! Great blazes! I've stumbled onto Batman's secret identity! So, Batman's that spoiled super-rich playboy, eh? Even Boston Brand has heard of him. I'm a no-account acrobat from a flea bag circus. I've heard of him. Wait, wait, wait. Over there on the desk. Wait, wait. The tape recorder. Maybe it's the answer to my search. To find my killer! To find my killer! To find my killer! And to end the trail for the hook!
Seconds after Deadman has exited from Batman's body.
Huh? I'm home. But how? And the tape recorder on playback. And it's my own voice coming from it. Listen, Bruce Wayne. Please. Please. 'Cause you ain't heard anything yet. Deadman speaking. Once I was named Boston Brand. I lived, I breathed, I tasted life's joys and hard knocks. As Deadman, an acrobat supreme, I defied death. I defy death twice daily. I never figured he'd come after me with a rifle and wearing a hook and wearing a hook and wearing a hook. The fall I took was enough to kill anybody. Without adding the weight of a 30 caliber slug to it.
We go into a memory scape of Deadman when he was Boston Brand being shot and recovering from it and realizing something is unusual going on.
I'm alive! I'm alive! Not dead! I'm alive! I'm alive! I'm alive! I'm alive! But I was wrong! I was dead! And yet again, I wasn't!
Back to the memory scape.
I can hear, see, think, feel, and still, I'm just a phantom. I'm just a ghost. I'm just a ghost. But I was a ghost with a difference.
Back to a memory scape of Dead Man trying to find his killer over and over and over again.
Another dead end! It's hopeless! I'm bursting with hate and vengeance to find my murderer! But I can't! But I can't! But I can't! I'm just a dumbhead aerialist. I'm not good enough. 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 I tried and tried and tried to find my killer. The guy with the hook. Ramakrishna knows how hard I tried, but always fail, always fail, always fail, always fail, always fail. Even though I could borrow the bodies of others, even as I have yours, Batman. Why I need you, Batman! The world's greatest detective! You've got to find my killer!
Batman speaks out loud to himself while listening to the recording.
Fantastic! Absolutely outstanding! Batman, and how you caught your own parents' killer. You didn't let them go unavenged. Don't let Boston Brand's murderer get away with it. I beg you, I beg you, I beg you. Don't let me be a phantom forever, Batman. Please help me. Help!
Batman ends the tape.
It's the end of the tape! Amazing that such a being like Deadman, even exists! Explains everything. The man who assaulted me, my loss of my memory until I got home, and he's right. I can't let his death go unavenged, unpunished. All right, Deadman, I know you're here somewhere. Now listen. I'll take your case. I'll help you. I'll help find your killer. Oh, yes, good man, you're a good man. Sometimes there's hope. For justice! For justice! For justice!
Later, a Rolls Royce leaves Wayne Manor Mansion. Alfred is in the front doing the driving. In the back seat of this limousine, Deadman and Bruce Wayne sit there.
Hey! Where are we going, Bruce Wayne? You aren't going manhunting in that tuxedo! What about my killer? What about my killer? What about my killer? I figured you're here somewhere fuming, dead man. So relax. As Bruce Wayne, I have a dinner engagement at Carlton K. Kane's. It's a date that could help your case.
Okay, they arrive at Carlton K. Kane's home. It's an unbelievable looking place to live.
Wow! What a pile, Batman! It's Xanadu! It's Xanadu, dead man! Kane's little bungalow. It befits one of the world's richest men, don't you think?
A security guard meets up with Bruce Wayne's limousine at the gates of Carlton K. Kane's home.
Mr. Wayne! Oh, okay. Pass him in. Pass him. He's expected.
Some of the most complete crime files in this whole country. Being unseen and unheard like you, Boston Brand, you can check out on Whitey Marsh and find any information that you can.
Oh, good evening. Good evening, Carlton.
Martin R. Howell for CKUW 95.9. I'm reading you a comic book. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Now let's get back to our story.
So glad you came, old man. I've so much to discuss with you about our city, its welfare, and its future.
My pleasure, Carlton.
Deadman, who is floating above the two billionaires, decides to take over the body of one of Carlton's butlers. Let's go.
Uh-huh.
And moments later, Dead Man, with his soul infused into one of Carlton Kane's butlers, he is checking out file after file in a information storage room, in a large information storage room. He thinks to himself,
"Man, Kane's loaded with tons of info. Guess being a do-gooder, he needs it, I see. Really interesting stuff here. Really interesting stuff here. Interesting stuff here."
Carlton Kane and Bruce Wayne sit down and have their dinner together in the mansion.
"Bruce! Gotham! It must be saved! The Syndicate! It's choking it to death! Commissioner Gordon and Batman are baffled! They're hopeless! They're hopeless! They couldn't even solve a crossword puzzle! We're two of the kind, Bruce. We're wealthy, educated, gifted. Aristocrats, you might say. Our beloved Gotham needs us to save it. Help me get rid of the present government, Commissioner Gordon, and that Batman."
Bruce Wayne thinks to himself,
"This is ironic. If Carlton only knew his honored guest is the Batman."
A butler walks over to Bruce Wayne and...
"Coffee, sir."
Bruce Wayne thinks to himself,
"Miss Butler, he's passing me some note underneath the coffee saucer."
Bruce Wayne reads it, and what does it say?
"Found nothing on Willie Marsh, but plenty on Le Sabre. Quote, Dead Man."
"Come on, Wayne! We've got what we want. Let's go!"
"Carlton, I admire you, but I'm no reformer. I can't join your crusade. Also, I have a hunch that Batman will crack the Syndicate and dethrone the quote-unquote king very shortly."
"Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Bruce. I would have liked it. I would have liked your help."
"Feelings, old man. If I must save Gotham alone, so be it. Thanks for everything. Thanks for listening to me."
On the way home, Dead Man invades Alfred's body.
"So Le Sabre is connected to the Syndicate. Great work! We'll have to pay him a visit as Batman and Dead Man."
"Not on your tintype, Buster! It's the hook we're after! The killer of Boston Brand and Whitey Marsh! You remember?
Okay, Boston, I hear you! Wait! I see something! I see
outside
something!
Outside this limousine window!
That guy! That guy!
That slouch!
The way he stands! I'd know it from anywhere! I'd know it from anywhere!
Wheelie Pigeon!
The stoolie! It's time to switch to Batman!
And moments later, Dead Man gets out of Alfred's body.
My word! I must have dozed off at the wheel. And look! Mr. Wayne! He's changed into Batman! Well, I'll continue on home!
Batman is chasing Willie Pigeon down a lonely, deserted street alleyway.
Batman! No!
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 I'll lose him in here! Down this way! Down this way! Down this way! Down this way!
Down this way! But Batman does an amazing leap using a line, a swinging line, and lands right in front of Willie Pigeon.
Oh no! Oh no! He's waiting for me! He's in front of me now!
He's in front of me now!
Dead Man is floating overhead in his ghostly form. He thinks to himself,
that subway entrance Willie Pigeon's running for, if he reaches it, the Batman will lose him! Oh, I will need your body, old man, who's standing by the newspaper rack by the subway entrance. I will need your body. Now.
Dead Man, using this old man, trips this gangster who's running really fast. Batman gets on top of this gangster known as Willie Pigeon.
Willie, talk! You know everything that happens in the gutters of Gotham City! What about Whitey Marsh? What about Whitey Marsh? What about his murder? Spill it, Willie! Or all!
No, please!
Monk Manville! He's the new goon from out of town! Spending lots of dough! Lots!
The word on the street is Big Jim Coltrane! Imported him to zap Whitey Marsh! That's the truth!
And a hook, Stoolie? Did he have a hook?
A hook? I don't know. I never seen him. I only heard about him.
The witness said he saw the killer, and he said he had a hook. The witness said he had a hook.
Easy, Dead Man. Let him go! Look at these headlines.
Look at these headlines.
They look at the headlines, at the little news shop.
Well, I'll be. Carlton Kane wasn't kidding. He's really out to clean up this burg. And you with it, Batman.
Blast it! I should be after LeSabre. I should be after LeSabre and the Syndicate before I get hung up on these phony charges that you caused.
Hold on. It's Boston Brand's killer you promised to get. Don't cop on me now, Batman. Don't cop out on me now.
All right, you crazy ghost. Get off my back. Get off my back. Get off my back. Get off my back. Wait, Willie just said Big Jim Coltrane hired Monk Manville. Gordon insists Big Jim's the king. Maybe he's right. But I think I know how to find him. Let's go!
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 An ex-con helps Batman locate the suspected killer.
The door on the left. At the top of the stairs. That rooming house.
Batman goes into the rooming house and checks the room where the suspected killer would be. And when he opens the door,
he's gone! Our birds flew in the coop! The trail's gone cold! What's that? What's that, dead man? In the corner there, on the table. This photo of Monk Manville. He has no hook. Do you see it? Hear that, dead man? No hook. I get it, dead man. If Monk did shoot Whitey Marsh, he couldn't have killed Boston Brand. Even if that witness was wrong about the hook. So we're stymied. We're going nowhere. We're going nowhere! We're going nowhere!
There's got to be an answer! There must! The hook! I'll get you yet! Somehow! Some way! You can't cheat a dead man!
Batman turns over the photograph he's found on the table and reads something that's written on it.
Gotham's in trouble, dead man! I'm dropping your case!
Dropping my case? You can't! What's up?
The writing on the back of this photo! Great ghosts! I feel like a cold hand has just clutched my heart!
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. You are listening to a partial reading of Super Family. What is it? Super Team Family number 2, January, the year 1976.
to the head.
The originators of the Marshall Stack right there from London, United Kingdom, The Who. And they close out this week's comic book radio theater. Catch the rest of the story next week. All right, I do not have much time left on this radio show. Nope. My 2 hours is almost up, so I must vamoose out of here. Get out of here, straight ahead, straight away. All right, you know what? I don't know. Most hosts don't do this, but I'm not like most. You'll find out on this show. Winnipeg Arena is on fire. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell, by the way. How about this? I've just recorded some stuff, so some music off the laptop. It sounds awful, but you know what? They'll let me do whatever the hell I want here on CKUW 95.9 FM. And what the hell I want is going to happen right now. Why? I want it. And you're going to take it. There you go. Here's just an acoustic recording of some new songs I've just been working on and everything like that. And that's how we'll end off this week's Winnipeg Arena is on fire. I've been your host, Martin. Thank you for joining me. Keep listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thank you for joining us. Famous folks are constantly recognized. Thank you.
was green. To be lost within a flash, to be a victim in a crime scene. The dog won your honor now, and the cop won your honor now. The dog won you. Don't I know you? Don't I know you? Don't I know you? You know you. Don't I know you?
This is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
No pop code, chicka dog, ain't no club, ain't no bar. Say what you mean, do what you say, they don't care. In the store, they don't care about.